This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Gaza's main hospital has gone into darkness Saturday after its last generator ran out of fuel. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israel's bombing of Gaza continued overnight and into the day. On the ground, Israeli troops have encircled Gaza's Shifa Hospital, which Israel claims is being used by Hamas fighters. The hospital's director, Mohammed Abu Salmia, told the AP that electricity had stopped in the hospital and people in intensive care have started to die. He added that Israeli troops were shooting at anyone outside or inside the hospital. On the main road, a steady stream of people could be seen fleeing southward, clutching children and bags of belongings, many on foot and some on donkey-drawn carts. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters marched through central London Saturday to show support for the Palestinians and call for a ceasefire from Israel's bombardment of the Gaza Strip. The Reuters news agency caught up with one London protester who did not give her name and asked which side she supported in the Israel-Gaza conflict.
I'm on the side of humanity. I don't know who's right in the Palestinian and Israeli thing, but I think people should stop dying. And I think there should be a ceasefire, and I think the moderates should take over and get into discussions and try and bring this thing to an end. But I don't know how, I don't have any answers, but that's what I think.
The pro-Palestinian march also drew counter-protesters from right-wing groups on Armistice Day, the anniversary of the end of World War I, involving commemorations of Britain's war dead. British police told Reuters they made 82 arrests among the counter-protesters. Meanwhile, Arab and Islamic leaders holding an extraordinary joint summit Saturday in the Saudi capital of Riyadh used strong language to condemn Israel's military operation against the Gaza Strip. This is VOA News. Saturday is Veterans Day in the United States, celebrated as Armistice Day in Europe, a federal holiday set aside annually for honoring Americans who served in the United States Armed Forces. To mark the day, U.S. President Joe Biden led a ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers in Arlington National Cemetery, just outside Washington, D.C.
Every year, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, we gather in this sanctuary of sacrifice to pause, to pay tribute to these patriots of the greatest fighting force in the history of the world.
In his remarks, Biden remembered the service of his son, Bo, who served in the U.S. war in Iraq. Bo later died of brain cancer in 2015. The United Nations has warned that around 1.6 million people in Somalia could be affected amid flooding across East Africa, which caused by seasonal downpours, which the UN has called a once-in-a-century event. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said around 1.6 million people in Somalia could be affected by the heavy seasonal downpours, which follow a historic drought. The floods have already killed at least 29 people in Somalia and forced more than 300,000 from their homes. Among places flooded in Somalia are camps for those already displaced by a jihadist insurgency or by the country's worst drought in four decades. Aid groups say people there are being forced to flee for a second time. UN Aid Chief Martin Griffiths said extreme weather linked to the ongoing El Niño weather phenomenon could further escalate humanitarian needs in already vulnerable communities.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Dozens of Chinese Coast Guard and accompanying ships chased and encircled the Philippine vessels Friday in the latest confrontation in the South China Sea. At the height of Friday's face-off, a Chinese Coast Guard ship blasted a water cannon towards a Philippine motorboat delivering food and other supplies to Filipino forces on a marooned, rusting warship that serves as the country's fragile territorial outpost at Second Thomas Shoal. On Saturday, Philippine Coast Guard officials condemned Chinese actions. Speaking in Manila, Admiral Ronnie Gilgavin accused the Chinese Coast Guard ship and accompanying vessels of conducting dangerous maneuvers in disputed waters.
The Philippine Coast Guard condemns once again the China Coast Guard's unprovoked act of coercion and dangerous maneuvers against a legitimate, lawful, and routine Philippine rotation.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.